and you definitely need to be watching us because Santa Claus is here to help us officially start Christmasville.
Merry Christmasville, everyone. Such a pleasure to be back in beautiful Rock Hill. This is the feeling of Christmas. Christmasville provides that for us, and I can't wait every year to come back and visit my gnomes who've been working hard behind the scene and come back and see all my friends here in beautiful Rock Hill.
Oh. Santa, we love every time you come to town. It really gets everyone, young, old, doesn't matter, excited. And I know the gnomes have been really excited you're coming because now our gnomes here, they work as hard as your elves.
Yeah. Absolutely. And in fact, they are my elves of Rock Hill. And I tell people all the time, you get a bunch of gnomes behind you, there's not much you can't accomplish because these guys are incredible.
They
work, and they have the spirit of Christmas in them. So it's wonderful.
Well, I know Christmasville officially gets underway today, though we've had some minor Christmasville events leading up to the big day. And so you're going to be busy here in Rock Hill for the next couple of days.
That's right. And for me, I really get the feeling of Christmasville tonight at Fountain Park with what we call the opening ceremonies. And there's all kind of talent here in Rock Hill. We try to feature and showcase as much as we can. Come out, and there may be some snow. I don't know that for a fact, but this is about wishing. This is a whimsical, wishful Christmas. And so those wishes, we're going to wish for snow, everybody. And we'll see what happens tonight at Fountain Park. So come on out and join us.
I'm going to put my pants inside out and do a dance. And that's what they
say. I like
it.
That's the snow dance.
Does it work,
that's
Santa?
The official snow dance. I didn't realize that it made it this far down south. Because, yeah, up north, that's the official snow dance.
Really? So. Well, Lucas, there you go.
Okay.
Turn your pants inside out.
I tell you what, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to wear my underwear on the outside of my pants. Let's see what that does.
That may be the blizzard dance.
Oh!
So there's a difference between a snow dance and a blizzard dance.
I don't think we can handle a blizzard.
That might be
here.
The blizzard dance.
So we don't like
ready,
that.
Get ready. Break out the salt trucks.
So, Santa, while you're here in Rock Hill, sometimes Buddy the Elf will be spotted. Do you get to see him often?
I do. Okay. Well, we talk more than I get to see
him.
You know, Buddy's kind of worked his way back into being an elf now. He's still on his book tour, which he stays gone for quite a while. But he comes back and he helps a lot. He's really good at hanging high stuff and doing stuff because he's a rather large elf.
He's a tall one.
He is very.
That's very true. And then, does Miss Claus like when you're away? Does she just get some time at home alone to watch?
She doesn't say that to me.
Okay.
But I get the feeling. Okay. I was like, I'm coming home. She's like, already? So I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. But
I bet everyone up at the North Pole does have to keep her busy, just like we here in Rock Hill keep
Absolutely.
You busy.
Well, this time of year, it's a lot of catch up. We got to go. Because the kids, the number one thing is to grant as many of these Christmas wishes as we possibly can. So we work around the clock for that. And that means the gnomes, the elves, everybody. And Rock Hill is just such a great part of that. It really is.
So we know yesterday, Wednesday, was December the 4th, and it's called Santa's Wish List Day. That is truly when he checks his list for the naughty and nice kids. And there's still some hope, though, right, Santa?
Absolutely. That's why we do it early.
Okay.
We do it early. So the wish day is December the 4th, and that gives us almost 20 full days for them to turn it around. And so we'll kind of send out the notice, hey, you might want to work on being on the nice list. And kids do. And so that's wonderful. That's why we do it early.
Well, Santa, I know many, many kids have been writing letters to you, and they're already preparing what they think is going to be your favorite cookies and treats. Do you have any secrets for them so that they know what to put out for you?
I really don't. You know, as far as me, I'm a cookie guy. I don't care what it is. Chocolate chip, I can go with. Ooh. Anything. Sugar cookies, as long as the milk. The ones that are kind of persnickety are my reindeer. You know, because some of them like, oh, we just want reindeer food. Oh, we want carrots. We want apples. I mean, when you have eight, nine guys they all have different opinions. And I said, guys, we need to get on the same page. These kids are working hard to leave me cookies and you carrots. And you say, oh, no, I need more granular. I need an apple. I said, come on, guys. So anyway, I'm working on my reindeer for that.
I love it, though. It's a diverse group.
It's a very diverse group.
Little fiber.
It's amazing. I said, listen, if you can get together and pull in the same direction, certainly we could come up with a diet idea that's in the same direction. So, but we're working on. They're a work in progress.
Who knew the real divas of Christmas
are the reindeer.
Were the reindeer?
You got Rudolph it. And the reindeers. You got it. But at least the carrots help their eyesight.
Yeah. They do.
The fiber mm-hmm. from if you put reindeer granola out, that
they
helps
love
a little bit.
Yep.
So a whole bunch, no matter what you do, I bet they'll be pretty happy.
And they are grateful. Don't get me wrong. They are thankful and grateful for everything they get. But I hear them behind the scenes like, I wish we'd get more apples. I wish we'd get more. You know, you just don't ever, you never know. So
Santa Claus, of course, is in town here because we start Christmasville officially tonight with the lighting of the village. And so many activities will continue over the next couple of days. Santa always surrounds himself with nice people, such as Maddie Ewing, who is the 2024 and 2025 Christmasville chair. And Maddie, gosh, tonight we'll officially start Christmasville and then it's off to the races.
Yes, we're so excited to kick off this weekend. We've got so much fun stuff in store and excited to see everybody tonight.
So there are still a couple of events, if I'm not mistaken, that if you want to take part in, you can. So what about Jim Shore's Brunch and Banter? Is that okay?
It is still open until, I believe, 6 p.m. today. So those tickets close at 6 p.m. today. We are sold out of VIP, but we've got just a few more general admission left.
So that's going to take place Friday, December the 6th, and you get a chance to catch up with Jim Shore and see his talented artwork. Of course, the model is right here in the studio with Santa Claus. I know you've modeled many portraits for Jim Shore. He's such a talented guy.
And to have him from our area, mm-hmm. I mean, that's such mm-hmm. a gift. So please come out and see. I mean, I walk around in awe.
Oh.
So.
And Santa, this year, you've got your reflection on the mirror.
How about that?
How do you feel about that? Do you look good?
What do you think? I think that's pretty sharp.
I think
right
you
there.
Do. You look jolly.
Yeah, I got it going on, kind of.
I like it.
There we go.
And your iconic yellow gloves, which was a staple for our man, Vernon Grant. All right, Maddie, what about the whimsical character breakfast set for Saturday, December 7th?
Yep, we've still got tickets
okay,
for that.
Perfect. The wine tasting on Saturday, December 7th?
We have a few. I've got like 6 emails this morning that those tickets are selling today. So okay. If you want your wine.
And then the Mary Mulligan's golf tournament set for Sunday, December the 8th at the 19th.
Yep, we've still got some tickets for that. We are getting close to that mark. We have the first 50 that register get a free t-shirt, and it is a beautiful t-shirt. We're getting close to that. So if you want your free t-shirt, get your tickets this morning.
And that's going to take place at the 19th there, right behind Williams and Fudge.
Yep, the warehouse is on White.
Yeah, wait, that's right. That's what that. I'm sorry.
Maddie's got it down pat. In her dreams, in her sleep. That's all I think
that's
about.
It. So those are last couple of events that if you want to take part in, you still can. Santa Claus is going to be out and about starting tonight, Thursday through Sunday for Christmasville. The weather looks great. Oh my
that's
gosh,
that's the thing
Santa.
About it. I'm so excited. I brought some of this North Pole weather down with me. So here's what it means. Cold temperatures and beautiful blue skies. That makes for a great Christmas feeling in your heart and soul. So come on out this weekend. I got a feeling it's going to be fantastic.
And if you flip your pants upside down, inside out, through the gym, maybe some snow
some snow. I hope to see all the young boys and girls tonight, and we're going to wish for snow and see what happens.
Fantastic, Santa. All right, Maddie, great catching up with you as well. We'll see you out and about during Christmasville. And Santa, we will see you everywhere.
Everywhere.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.